You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are continuing this morning our sermon series, A Love Worth Waiting For and Remaining Faithful To. And today we're going to start looking at the standard. What standard is there for what is appropriate and not appropriate in terms of physical intimacy? And as we looked, you know, one of the things that we might ask, and some people would ask, is what is the standard? And how do we determine truth? And in the first two sermons on this topic, we did actually go over that and actually look and see that, first of all, that God is true, that His Word is true. God is our Creator. Because He is our Creator, we are then subject to His rules and His orders and His directives. And so we are going to look at the Bible to see what God's standard is, and we are going to raise that standard. Because one thing that is crystal clear today is that man in America, there are many people who are holding and creating their own standard. And there are people that are saying, well, this is the way I am going to believe, and what is good for me is right for me, and what is right for you is right for you. But there are people out there, we've talked about this in the past, you can't base right and wrong on what you believe, because you know what? There are people out there that believe it's right to kill someone. There are people out there that believe it's right to rape someone, and that doesn't fly. What you believe is right is not necessarily right. What's right is right whether you believe it or not. And yet today we see people coming up with all kinds of definitions. And really, this is really, once we saw in the 1960s with the sexual revolution, the idea that you can do whatever you want to with whomever you want to do so. And we've just been we've progressed down a slippery slope since then, where we saw illicit heterosexual relationships and then illicit homosexual relationships. And now you have people believing, well, I was born a boy, but I want to be a girl, or I was born a girl, but I want to be a boy. And it's okay to change your sexes. And some people are even saying, well, I don't have a sex. I don't have a gender. And it's so bizarre that the city of New York has a list of dozens of genders. And of course, we know that God created us male and female. Male and female, He created us. So we're going to look at the Bible as the standard. And this is, God is true, His Word is true, and we need to look at His Word to see what is right and what is wrong. And one thing that we do see clearly is that, first of all, that God created physical intimacy. He's the one that created this. He's not a cosmic killjoy. He doesn't want you just to have no fun, but He wants you to have fun in the context of what He created this pleasure for. And that is for a husband, as we see in Genesis chapter 2. Therefore, a man shall leave his father. This is verse 24. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. So we see that God created humans. He created mankind. He created man, and He created woman. He created Eve, created Adam first, and then He created Eve. But He created us to actually enjoy this physical intimacy of a man actually being able to go into his wife, the two becoming one, And we see this one flesh covenant. This is something that God created. He created it for our pleasure, for our good. But when we don't do things in the way God has created for us to do it, there are consequences to that. And we're just going to start touching on this today, and we'll probably have to pick this topic up at a later date. But we're going to go through some principles that we see in the Bible. And first, we see that this covenant of a man knowing his wife or going into his wife. You see in Genesis chapter 4 that Adam knew his wife. So this is the ultimate form of knowing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. This time of year, some people fast certain things, commonly red meat on Fridays. Jesus said that after his death, his disciples would fast, and he didn't limit it to a certain time of the year. Fasting on a regular basis can have a profound impact on your physical and spiritual life. Consider periodically fasting something and spending extra time praying and reading the Bible, and see the positive impacts on your life. Welcome back to a Faster PC live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website at fasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your Faster PC
solves computer problems.
Today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
You need a Faster PC.
That's right, you do. We are back. We are ready to answer your questions. We are live. Hey, this is exciting. We're here ready to answer your questions. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. And we do have the live stream going on over there on Facebook and YouTube. So you can type your questions into the comment section there as well. And we want to help you get your questions answered. And so just give us a call here, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. And boy, you know, we had a good show last week, And it would have been on my end. I don't think it was on the other end, but my end from hearing the studio, there were some audio issues. So actually when callers called in, I really couldn't hear most of what they said. But we got that, you know, we have that working good this week, and that's good. One thing we were talking about quite a bit last week, and we'll continue to talk about that this week, is the threat of cyber attack and cyber threats, in particular because of Russia and the war with Ukraine. And there's a lot of speculation out there that we may see more cyber attacks because of this. So we'll be talking about, you know, some ways that you can actually help protect yourself, how you can help, you know, make sure protect your network. If you have, you know, whether it's your computer, just, you know, maybe you just have one computer, maybe you have a few computers, maybe there's other issues going on there, but this is something that you know, we want to actually, we can actually help you out with, and you know, we want to help you make sure that you're protected. And also, you know, whether you have a network, maybe you're a network administrator, or maybe you're a you know, own a company, or you manage a company, or you're the office manager, and you have, you know, a few computers, or 10 computers, or 20 computers, 100 computers, however many computers, you want to, it's important to make sure that you're being protected. And so we want to actually look at that. So we'll be talking about that today, and you know, how you can actually make sure that systems are, your system is working well. One of the things that we need to understand and that we want to make clear here is that just because we're in a war with you know, or that there is a war, not that we're in a war, but there is a war with Russia and Ukraine, doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, yeah, maybe they're going to be more aggressive, but really what you need to understand is that most of the cyber threats have already been coming out of Russia. So this is not, you know, if we maybe we'll see more intensity in those threats, but the threats have been there. It's not something new. In fact, some of the biggest attackers out there have been originated in Russia, and Russia has either turned a blind eye to it and just said, we're not going to prosecute it, or perhaps Russia has even encouraged this because they are coming after individuals and companies in the United States. In fact, when you look at some of the major threats that have happened in the last year, and you know, we've heard about cities being taken down, the pipeline being taken down, the meat processing plant, there was even a technology firm that was impacted, that impacted probably 1,000 different businesses because there was a small portion of their managed services or their IT companies were impacted, and then their customers were compromised, and it actually caused data to be encrypted, all because of a security loophole. And you know, these are things that you know, hackers are constantly trying to get in, constantly trying to break things, constantly trying to see what is happening and see if they can get into your network. And let me tell you, if they can get into your network, they're going to try, whether it's your personal computer or whether it's you know, again, maybe you have 100 computers, or you know, 5 computers, or 1,000 computers. However many computers you have in your network, maybe it's 1, maybe it's 2, maybe it's 3, 5, you know, a dozen. Whatever it is, you want to make sure that you're protecting that. Now, you know, we have customers that tell us, "Well, you know, I don't have anything to worry about. I really don't have anything that's worth stealing." And that really is a misnomer. First of all, the bad guys don't know whether you have anything worth stealing or not when they attack you. Secondly, if you get attacked, you'll find out real quick whether you have something that is worth stealing, because what will happen is your data will actually be encrypted. Now, we deal with this all the time where, you know, we have computers that come in and we tell the, you know, maybe the drive is bad and we need to do a backup and clean install. And they say, well, you know, I don't really have any data on there. It's not important. You know, so what we've learned over the years, though, is that we have to describe what does data mean? Because when people hear about data, a lot of times, you know, it's a technical word that they don't really understand. And a lot of times, well, I don't have any of that. You know, it's not like I have any big stuff here on my computer. And for some residential customers, that's true. Even for some business customers, that's true, because some business customers keep most of their data on the cloud. But really, what you need to realize is that you probably do have data. So what are we talking about with data? Well, we're talking about pictures. Yeah, that's right, pictures. So you remember the family reunion where you took a picture with someone and you only have that on your computer? Well, it's pretty important to save that picture. You know, whether a vacation or a graduation or a wedding or a renewal of vows or just a get together with friends, you know, grandbaby being born, a child being born, whatever the case is, pictures are important and they're irreplaceable. Unless someone else has that picture, if it's only in one location, that's a dangerous way to do it. That's data. A Word document. Some people have books. Some people have a college thesis for a doctoral paper. Some people have a lot of important things. You know, we have customers that are pastors that have their sermons on their computers. We have customers that are businesses that have their invoices on their computers. So, you know, Excel spreadsheets, Word documents, these are all data. And you know, so it's important when we talk about data that you realize that this is what it is. Well, how about music files? You know, maybe that's not quite as important. Maybe you can get that again. Maybe you rip those off of CDs and you can do that again. Or you purchase them digitally and you can re-download them because you know how you purchased them and you can actually go to that original source and re-download them. Of course, you know, that's a whole other thing, because a lot of times people purchase something, forget where they purchased it, how they purchased it, forget the username, forget the password, and really at that point, are you going to be able to get it back in the future? You probably could, but it might take some work. So that is data. Also, the accounts that you have, whether it's your email address, your Facebook account, even if you don't do anything with business on it, those accounts are still valuable because you're going to have connections in there. And those connections are people, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a relative. They're people that trust you. They know you. They believe that you are trustworthy. And in fact, what they want is they want to be able to believe they do believe you. And when your account posts something or sends something to them, they're going to count that as coming from you.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
We do, and we are back ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems in the shop as well. Technicians standing by, ready to help you out. And we are talking, we can answer, by the way, your question doesn't just need about, you know, it can be about computers, it can be about what we're talking about, it can be about something else, it can be about other topics as well. Maybe you have a question about connecting your smart speaker to your wireless network, or your smart thermostat, or your smart garage door opener. There's a lot of things today, even door locks that can be can be actually connected to your internet and actually you're implementing technology. We've talked about some of the other items in the house. You know, you have, again, these speakers, you have other items that are actually connected to the internet and actually are working to get information and to send information. I mentioned a few weeks ago about my smart drip irrigation system. So I actually have an app on my phone that I can water my garden at my house from anywhere in the world, as long as that system is connected to the internet and as long as my phone is connected to the internet, I can actually turn the watering on for a set number of minutes, or I can just let it go automatically. There are a lot of things that do connect to the internet today. Your TV connects to the internet. Even Comcast is using this streaming system for many of the TVs in your house. If you have Comcast and you have some of those adjunct boxes for secondary and second and third and fourth TVs. So anything really, anything technology is really what the question can be about. But we want to get back to talking about cybersecurity and how you can make sure that you are protecting yourself, or, you know, if you happen to have a business or happen to have an office that you manage, maybe it's a nonprofit or a church or maybe it is a business or maybe it's a government entity. It's important to protect that data. It's important to protect your network from a cyber attack. And as we mentioned in the last segment, these cyber attacks are becoming more and more prevalent, even before Russia's conflict with Ukraine. Even before that, Russia was probably the leading player. China's probably involved in it as well. And, you know, you very well could have hackers actually working for the Russian government or the Chinese government. We have hackers in America that are working for us, that are working sometimes to take down some of their hackers. So these things are happening. As we were talking about in the last segment, what is your data and what is important to you? You know, what happens if someone gets... if a hacker gets access to your email account, your contacts in your email account will start receiving emails that say they come from you. If that's you as an individual, well, that could be dangerous because many of the people that are your friends and are your contacts trust you, they know you, they like you. If you really were in trouble and they had the means to help you out, they probably would. And sometimes they're going to be requested to do so, except that they're not going to be helping you out. They'll be helping a scammer out because the scammer has taken control of your email account or your Facebook account. If it's a business, it's even worse. What if your customers start receiving invoices that say they're from you, but really they're going to encrypt data on the customer's computer, or they're going to infect the customer's computer? Well, that can be a huge problem. What if you run a subscription service, your customers actually log into your server, but that server is hacked and shut down? Well, then you're out of business, basically. Your customers can't access the data that they are, that they've come to rely on, that they're paying you to rely on. So what happens? They're not going to be paying you for that. These types of things happen. And one thing is you want to protect yourself. So how do you protect yourself? Well, one of the things is you want to be smart. I would say in your web browser, you want to install uBlock, Origin, ad blocker. You also want to install the Malwarebytes browser guard, and I have installed these in my browser. Let me just switch over to a full screen so that those that are watching on Facebook, watching live on Facebook and over on YouTube, can actually see this. If you look in my browsers, you'll see I have uBlock. It actually looks like a shield when it isn't doing anything. It's actually gray. When it actually starts blocking, it turns red. The Malwarebytes browser guard is blue. These help block ads. If I go, let's say, to foxnews.com, one of the things you'll start seeing here, you start seeing numbers. You see this Malwarebytes so far is blocked. Well, you know, the numbers keep going up. uBlock is blocked 26, 27, 29, 32 different items. It's continuing to go up. Malwarebytes is blocked close to 30 items. This is just loading the page here. Malwarebytes blocked 28 items. uBlock so far has blocked 41 items. Just loading the page. By the way, the same would be true if I go to CNN, MSNBC, Microsoft's website. You're going to see these numbers. They're blocking ads. Ads are one of the key ways that infections are spread today. How? Because the ad very often is on a server where the server is infected. So if the server is infected, then what happens is you can actually have the ad, the image, it's possible to actually have an ad that the image is actually infected. So this is something that it's one of the biggest ways that scams and threats are spread today is through infected ad servers. And you see here at CNN.com, Malwarebytes blocked 5 items, not as many as on Fox News, 22 on uBlock. If we go to MSCD.com, you're going to see something similar. If we go to AOL.com, if we go to Yahoo.com, you're going to see these browsers are these blockers are actually going to be blocking various numbers of items at each of these sites. So that's one way that you would actually be able to actually help protect yourself. Now, one other thing that you'll want to do is watch out for email. So when you go to your email, you want to watch for any email, and you know, I'm just looking through my anti-spam filter. You know, I have one that says a certain type of medication is ready for me. I have another one that tells me that there's an ETF payment that is coming my way. And they prompt me to actually go to a site to verify or to call a number to verify. Never do that. Do not click on a link from an email that is prompting you to verify your username and your password. I even saw, and I know Cliff has done a lot of work with cryptocurrency. I even have seen, and I'm sure Cliff has seen it as well, I've seen in the last month emails saying that I need to go to my cryptocurrency account to verify my credentials. Because if I don't verify my credentials, then they're going to have to hold my money that's in cryptocurrency. Now, you may not have money in cryptocurrency, but if you do, you might be enticed to actually go there and to actually click, and that can be very dangerous. And so we want to warn you about this. And not only that, but the numbers. Do not call the numbers. If a number pops up on your screen saying you're infected, call this number. Or you get an email that says that you're infected or says that something is happening and you need to call this number. Well, that's not the safest way to, you know, if it is really from your bank, why don't you pick up the phone and actually call your bank? And it's important to know the phone number of your bank. You don't want to guess at this. You don't want to just take the email's word for it that this number is your bank or that this number is Microsoft or Apple or whoever it claims to be or FedEx. You know, FedEx is trying to deliver a package to you. Click this link. Well, there's some bad things. Or open this attachment. Open the attachments. That's a way that if you don't know what that attachment is, who it's coming from, and that it's something that you're expecting, then you definitely shouldn't open it. And let me tell you this. Even if it is something that you are expecting, you still want to be cautious, because this is the way that the scammers really get into the big dogs, the big companies. And it can happen to a small company or a small organization. Imagine a homeowners association or a small company, or imagine something else where you actually maybe you have a meeting coming up, maybe it's a government entity, and you have a meeting coming up, and the secretary is going to send you out an email. Well, what happens if that secretary's email address gets hacked? Well, the scammers can look and see what types of emails she has sent or he has sent in the past, and send that same type of email out saying, hey, this is the agenda for the upcoming meeting. Well, people would be, or this is the minutes. People would be expecting that. You go to open it, all of a sudden, it really doesn't open. That's what people think. That's what end users think a lot of times. Well, I tried to open it, it didn't open. Well, in some cases, it actually did open, but it wasn't what it was purported, what it presented itself to be. And what it starts doing is it unleashes a program that starts encrypting data on your computer. And once the data is encrypted on your computer, well, then you get a notice that says that your data is encrypted and says that you need to call a particular number, or in most cases, they're instructing you to send Bitcoin to a certain location, and then they will release your data. Now, of course, you don't know whether, you're dealing with criminals here. How do you know they're going to give you back your data? How do you know if they do give you back your data that they haven't placed something in your computer that is going to launch maybe a year from now or 2 years from now that's going to re-encrypt your data? If you give money to these people, well, they're the ones that did this to you in the first place. So you're encouraging them to do this to other people. And let me tell you something, not only are you encouraging it to do for them to do it to other people, you're also encouraging them to do it to you again, because you're going to be a target. Let me tell you, if you've ever answered the phone to some of these scammers and let them into your computer or let them into your system, that you know probably from experience that they will call again and again and again and again and again and again, and they will keep calling and keep calling and keep calling and keep calling. As long as you answer the phone, they will call you. And they prey on people that they believe don't know, and many times people don't know. And one of the services that we offer here to Faster PC is we actually can help people understand and discern, is this a legitimate email? Is this a legitimate threat? Am I infected? Should I call this number? Should I click on this link? Is this a subscription that I have? Do I need to renew this subscription to Norton or to McAfee or to the Geek Squad or whatever? We have customers that call us. We can log into their system and actually see and tell them and give them expert advice to help protect them and to protect their computer and their network.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com And we have a link there that says, Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technician standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
We do, and we are back ready to answer your questions. And of course, we're going to continue talking about cyber security, how you can protect yourself, different ways that you can protect yourself and your network. One of the things that we want you to know also is that, again, your question doesn't have to be on the topic that we are talking about. It could be on any topic, and we could talk. You know, sometimes we just have people that just call up and say how great we are, even that, you know, where they're grateful that we fixed their computer and so on and so forth. And certainly we welcome that as well. One of the things though, that we want to do is we want to help protect you. We want to help protect you from scammers. We want to help protect you from cyber attacks, from cyber threats. And we want to make sure that your system is being protected. One of the things that we're looking at is again, just, making sure that your system is protected, making sure that you're not having issues with your system, and that you are protected. So, we talked about at the end, as we were going out to the break, we have customers that we have set up remote software. And by the way, this is something we can do for anyone out there. If someone out there wants to have our assistance, wants us to be able to help them out, we do provide this service where we install remote software on our customers' computers. When they're having an issue, they call us up, we log into their system, and we can actually help them resolve the problem. Or if it's maybe it's an email that, your McAfee subscription is going to expire, your Geek Squad subscription is going to expire, your Nordic subscription is going to expire, you need to renew it, and this is the amount of money, and do this right now. Well, in most cases, those are scams. The people don't even have those services, but they don't know. And they want to know, is this something that is legitimate? And so they ask us, and we're actually able to log in. If you're not sure, is this email legitimate? Well, we can actually log in and look at it. If you're getting a message on your screen that says your computer's infected, and if we've already installed the software, our remote software in your system, in many cases, we can actually get into your system and shut that threat down right then, without you actually even having, in some cases, to bring in the computer or us having to go out to you. We're able to stop these types of threats in the bud, nip them in the bud, and make sure that things are, that the system is protected, we are taking the steps that we need to take to make sure that the system is protected, and that the customers are not falling prey to these threats. Because let me tell you something, even if you have backups, and we talked last week about the importance of making backups of your data, and if you have a system that's critical, maybe you don't want to go to the effort of reinstalling your operating system, reinstalling all the programs that you have. A lot of our customers don't even really know where's the software, how do they get the software, do they, some people, hopefully you own all the software that's on your computer. We do deal with some people that actually, well, my friend loaded that on there. Well, that's probably not legitimate, but there are people that are in that situation. You bought something, but you don't remember where you bought it or what username you used and what password you used. Even with Microsoft and Microsoft accounts, we have customers that have two or three or four or five Microsoft accounts. Every time they get a new computer, they create a new Microsoft account because they can't remember the old username and password. Well, if you buy software, we have one customer, he buys software and, with one account, and then, he's afraid because of cybersecurity and threats, and so he just burns that account, and now he doesn't have access to that Microsoft Office anymore. We can help you with those types of things, though, so that you don't deal with, you don't have to lose out on that, and we do help our customers with that. And making that image backup where you can actually restore your computer just like it is right now, that's something that we can help you with as well to help make sure that you are protected. Because one of the things, when you look at these companies and these agencies that actually pay money, the pipeline paid, I believe, $7 million in Bitcoin to get their pipeline back on track. Well, why did they do that? Well, they did it because they probably didn't have good backups. And one of the things that we've mentioned is that once your data is encrypted. You probably, by the time you know that your data is encrypted, you probably, all of your backups for the last week are probably encrypted as well. So you're going to have to go back to prior to that. And it's it can take some time. Even if you have your backups, it can take some time. The downtime, especially for a business, can be pretty significant. One of the things that we actually dealt with one of our clients is they had about 400,000 files on their server that was encrypted. Why was the data encrypted? Well, the data was encrypted because one of their employees, against our recommendation, had mapped a network hard drive. Now, let me just explain the terms, because I know when we throw out these terms to a lot of people, they don't make any sense. And we even have people that listen to this show. I talk to you sometimes that say, I don't even have a computer and I don't know what you're talking about, but I listen and I, you know, hopefully they're learning. Some people even have a computer. One of our listeners, in fact, I'm going to see if I can record her saying this, because it was so funny. She said, I listen to you. I don't know what you're saying, but I listen to you. But we try to explain these terms and explain what we're talking about when we talk about these terms. So this is very, very important. So, you know, we're talking about, you know, restoring an image. Well, what is that? Well, we're actually taking an image from your computer. We're creating that is kind of like a picture, but it's a backup of your computer hard drive, so that we can actually restore that to a location and restore everything like it was before. Well, we also talked about mapped hard drives. Well, what is a mapped hard drive? Well, when you go in your computer and you look at a drive, let me actually get over to a full screen. I can find, yeah, there it is, my full screen here. So this is for those that are on Facebook. And again, I'll verbally describe this for those that are listening on the radio, but those that are watching on Facebook or watching on YouTube, and again, you can go do this later. If you're driving down the road or you're doing something where you can't watch right now, you can go there and watch this at your convenience. But what we want to do is here is we go out to look at the drive. So we see the drives, and we see that there's actually the C drive and the D drive. These are drive letters that we can actually access on this computer. Well, you also have network. Network is one location. So on a network, when you have, maybe it's just two computers in a home, or maybe it's two computers in a business, maybe it's 100 computers in a business, or maybe it's a whole bunch of computers with multiple locations even. You're going to have, in some cases, you're going to have shared folders. So there may be a folder, maybe it's data, maybe it's the QuickBooks company file. There's some data, maybe it's price list that customers need to be able to get to, or excuse me, not customers, but your end users. The people that are using the computers need to be able to access this. Maybe it's scanned documents. Whatever the case is, they're going to want to be able to access that. Well, that can be accessed, and it's safest when it's accessed through a network path. The network path is something like up here in the address bar. You can click into the address bar. And what I did, by the way, to open up the File Explorer to see my files and to see the drives that I can access, I held down the Windows key on my keyboard. That's the key that looks like a window. It looks like a four-pane window. It's to the left of the left Alt key on most keyboards. And on most keyboards, it'll have a Windows logo on it that looks like a four-pane window. Some older computers will have what looks like a Windows flag. Some computers that are fairly inexpensive will just have, maybe the keyboard is inexpensive, they'll just have WIN. Or if it's really cheap, it won't say anything. It'll just be a blank key. I've seen them like that too. But anyway, hold down that key and press E. That launches the Windows Explorer. And then you can click on this PC in the left-hand side. if you have that preview pane or what is that called? That's called the navigation pane. So if you have that navigation pane, you can click over there and you can actually see this PC. But in the address bar that's at the top, you can type //, and then you can type a computer name or an IP address and hit enter, and that will actually show you the shares that are available at that computer. So maybe this is my server. So // my server, and maybe there's a scan folder there and you need access to that. Well, what the best and most secure way to access that is through a network path. But what some people do is they go to that location and they right click and they actually go down and they map a folder. And when they're mapping that folder, they're turning that network path into a drive letter. Well, here's the thing. The CryptoLocker infections jump over. They don't jump over they don't go over to the network path, but they will go over to mapped drives. So if you have your scan folder mapped as letter F, well, everything that's in that scan folder and your computer gets hit with one of these CryptoLocker infections, well, guess what? Everything that's in that scan folder that you mapped is going to be encrypted. You better have a backup of it, and if you don't, you're going to wish you had, because your data is going to be gone at that point. You're not going to be able to get it back unless you maybe sent it to someone in an email. But you know what? In the future, we haven't seen it yet, but in the future, these threats are probably going to start encrypting certain email files, like the Outlook PST file. We have seen them where they encrypt EXE files, which are the executable files. So you actually can't launch Outlook. You can't launch Word. You can't launch Excel. You can't launch Chrome. You can't launch Firefox because the file is encrypted. So it's best to not do these things. And one of the things that we can do here at a faster PC, we can actually go into your computer, whether it's your home computer or a business computer or a business network, and do a cybersecurity threat assessment and help you know what your threats are.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel, you can not only hear the show but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at fasterpc.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is A Love Worth Waiting For and Remaining Faithful To, Part 5, Raising God's Standard. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. This time of year, some people fast certain things, commonly red meat on Fridays. Jesus said that after his death, his disciples would fast, and he didn't limit it to a certain time of the year. Fasting on a regular basis can have a profound impact on your physical and spiritual life. Consider periodically fasting something and spending extra time praying and reading the Bible, and see the positive impacts.